Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A quick note on programming here. Candidates who want to be Wisconsin's next governor are set to debate tonight, and you can hear it live on WPR. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association debate starts at 7. Listen to an hour of debate plus analysis after it wraps here on WPR and at WPR.org. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now, 25 days ahead of the November general election, we're in conversation with candidates vying to be the next state treasurer. State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski was elected in 2018, is not seeking re-election. This office describes itself as the state's fiscal watchdog, overseeing investments and fostering economic security for Wisconsinites. Join in 800-642-1234. Democrat Aaron Richardson, we will hear from in a moment. And we start with Republican John Leiber, a Madison area attorney. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Well, lay it out for us. What are your top priorities if elected state treasurer?
Well, as treasurer, I want to focus on the duties that are still remaining in the office. And the main one is to be on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. And that's an agency that manages a $1.4 billion trust fund and manages 77,000 acres of state land. And the income from that is distributed around the state to school districts, public school districts. And last year, it was about $40 million. So every dollar that's distributed is one less dollar that has to be put on the property tax roll. And my goal as treasurer is to maximize the income. So we distribute the most aid we can around the school or on the state.
So, you know, they have board meetings twice a month. Another one is on Tuesday. Can you explain how you would work with the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, who would be your two fellow office holders on this board?
Right. Well, the most important thing is to recognize that it is a board. It's not just a, you know, executive position. So you have to work with other people and you have to come up with ideas to make sure the, you know, maximize the income. Also, it's an oversight board. So you have to work with the other board members to make sure that the agency is doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I think it is, but I think we always need to have elected officials watching over just in case. And to provide some feedback just in case the voters have some ideas about what should be done there.
You know, before we move on here, can you tell us about what would be your guiding principles, your ethic, as you would manage and distribute public funds on the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands?
Sure. I think the most important principle is, because this money is held in trust, we have to look out for all the Wisconsin taxpayers. So I don't think we should be bringing in political ideas into this and trying to tweak the investments to fit our political viewpoints. I think we need to make sure we're trying to maximize the income and making sure the balance of the money is safe. So I don't think we should be implementing any new programs that are already done in other agencies. And I don't think we should be trying to tailor our investments to fit some political goal. I think we should be looking at maximizing the returns on the investment, because that's what benefits the people of Wisconsin.
You mentioned this a bit earlier, but the powers of our state treasurer have been reduced over the decades, and that leaves the state with one of the weakest offices in the nation. And your position is that the treasurer's office doesn't need to expand its duties. Why should the office remain having fewer responsibilities? Why support the status quo?
Well, 4 years ago, the state voters had a referendum, and they got to choose whether to keep the treasurer's office or to get rid of it. And the voters chose to keep it by about 61-62% in a statewide referendum. What they didn't vote is to increase the office. They wanted to keep the office as it was. And I don't believe we need to grow the office just because we have somebody in there who wants to do more. A lot of the ideas, people say they want to bring back the powers. Well, those powers are actually have been given to other agencies to do, such as the Unclaimed Property Division, the EdVest program. All of those programs are already being run by other agencies. By all accounts, they're being run well. It doesn't make sense to move these programs around just because the treasurer wants some more to do. The current duties of the board, of being a board member, are enough for one person. And that's all that's remaining in the treasurer's office. One person, the treasurer. There's no other staff. We just need somebody in the treasurer's office who can actually fulfill the board role. But we don't need to add more duties just for the sake of adding more jobs to the treasurer's office.
We're talking about the state treasurer's race with John Leiber. He is a Madison area attorney and the Republican candidate for Wisconsin state treasurer. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I want to turn a little bit to one of the treasurer's directives, as it's stated on its website, is to provide transparency for taxpayers. What does that mean to you in light of the work of this office and the limited powers it has in state government?
Well, I've actually looked through the state statutes and that duty doesn't appear. So it appears to be more of an aspirational goal for the current treasurer, but it's not one of the actual duties of the treasurer. I mean, the one thing with the office is because it has such limited powers, the treasurer is able to advocate for things that the treasurer believes in. So, you know, if the current treasurer wants to promote, you know, do that, that's fine. But there's no special powers or duties that allow the treasurer to provide any extra transparency that any citizen could do.
John Leiber, I want to just step in. Yeah, I think that was a really important point. And if you could just restate that, because you're breaking up just a little bit. And if you could just backtrack there and state that again so we can understand what you're saying.
Sure. So the duty, there's no actual duty to provide transparency in the statutes. That's not one of the powers of the treasurer. The treasurer can choose to do that just by themselves, but they have no extra power other than any other citizen does, from looking at the budget, requesting records from public officials, or anything of that nature. So there's no special powers that reside in the treasurer's office to provide transparency.
As you mentioned, the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands that manages $1.4 billion in trust fund assets, and the board loans money to schools for projects, distributes aid to public school libraries through investment income. Would you advocate for changing how the board manages public lands or distributes aid to libraries or loans money or anything else under the board's purview?
Well, I want to make sure that we are getting the best value for our investment. So I would like to look at the investment strategy and make sure it aligns with the goals of the program. So institutional investing like this is a little different than personal investing. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people invest their savings, they're investing for retirement. So they have kind of an end date for that. So they structure the investments in a certain way. Institutional investing is a little different because this fund isn't just supposed to continue until, you know, for another 30, 40 years. It's supposed to continue indefinitely, forever. This fund has been going for 174 years now. And I want to make, so it's a longer timeline than other investments. So I just want to make sure that the fund mix is the asset mix is appropriate. We're taking into account of how, you know, what our vision for this office is.
John, thank you for joining us. John,
thanks for having me.
John Leiber is the Republican nominee for state treasurer. Stay with us as we hear from Democratic challenger Aaron Richardson next. You can join in along the way, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're in conversation with candidates on the November ballot, focusing on the race for the office of the state treasurer. And this is the state's chief financial officer, explained on its website. The treasurer signs millions of checks each year from the state's checkbook, overseeing how public money is spent. Join in 800-642-1234. We have Aaron Richardson, now mayor of Fitchburg and the Democratic candidate for this statewide office. Mayor Richardson, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And let's start with you. Lay it out. What are your top priorities if elected state treasurer?
Well, for me, I think it's continuing the great work Sarah Gawlewski has done. She's really shown the value of this. And 5 years ago, when the referendum was passed, it was because people in the state recognized the value of that. She's done a lot of great things, and I want to continue those. I want to do a couple extra things. I think one is it makes a lot of sense to me that the treasurer is really promoting financial education. And so that's something where I'm going to keep doing that and promoting that, have some information on our website. A credit union based here in Dane County has won awards for financial literacy, and they actually have told me that they'll give me all the materials they have, and I can put that on the treasurer's website and help promote that. We'll obviously work with the Department of Financial Institutions doing that, but they already have it in English and Spanish, so I think that's important. I actually want to translate that into Hmong as well. And along with that, I also want to promote home ownership. Sarah has done a great job helping people stay in homes, making repairs to their homes. And I'd like to expand that to help our communities throughout the state close the gap in programs that they're doing. And so that's really, I see a great goal and something that's really important. It's more difficult than ever to own a home in this state.
I'm going to go back to what you had said, that the legislature had moved to get rid of the treasurer's office entirely by a statewide vote on a constitutional amendment. And that failed, as you mentioned, by a wide margin in 2018. And that might tell you that Wisconsinites care about having this office in their government structure. So how would you ensure that this office stays relevant and meets the needs of Wisconsinites?
Well, it will be a challenge when the Republicans are going to continue to control the legislature, both the Assembly and the Senate. I think for myself, it's really being an advocate for people throughout the state and using my experience and knowledge, both as the mayor and working in the business world, having a business degree from UW Green Bay, an MBA from UW Whitewater. I actually know this and I can speak to it. And I understand the impact of things that are happening to our budget. I think that makes a lot of sense for the treasurer to do a weekly, probably, whether it's a YouTube, a podcast, something like that. It talks about the impacts of the budget and how it's impacting communities throughout the state. You look at something like shared revenue, where our communities have not gotten extra support from the Republican-led legislature for years. And so you have school districts going to referendum just to give teachers raises. You have communities throughout the state that can't afford to give their employees raises and hire more people in the fire department, police department, public works, parks. That's a very significant challenge and a problem throughout the state.
So the powers of our state treasurer's office have been reduced, as you know, over decades, and that leaves the state with basically the weakest treasurer's office in the nation. So as you talk about what you want to do in this office, how are you able to expand your magnitude or, you know, expand with those roles when the office hasn't had that type of infrastructure in state government?
It will be extremely difficult. I'm not here to say I've got some magic bullet and have some secret thing that I can do, but I really think that's where my experience as the mayor comes in. I'm the mayor of the entire city of Fitchburg. There's people who are Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, and it's really doing what's best for them and working with people from all walks of life. And I really think that's an important thing and skill that I can bring to this role when trying to work with people in the legislature. And it's not just people who are Democrats, it's people who are Republicans as well. I think there's a lot of things that this role can advocate for and can really get consensus. And that's my plan, is to work with people from both sides of the aisle to really do what's best for communities throughout the state.
So part of the treasurer's directive is the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. You're a member of that, and the board manages the $1.4 billion in trust fund assets. So as you look at where those assets go, loans and money to schools for projects and library investments and things like that, how would you advocate for changing how the board manages these funds and how it distributes these funds, you know, that are under this board's purview?
I don't think that there's a lot of change that really needs to be done to that. I work in the Oregon School District, actually, in the technology department, and actually had done some substitute teaching before that. So working in the school district, I see how important it is that we're giving every dollar we can to our libraries and to our schools throughout the state. They are underfunded right now. Thankfully, we're going to have about $13 million more this year to give to libraries throughout the state than last year. And that's an important piece. But being in the schools, seeing how that operates is so important. I know in Oregon, we're one of a handful or so school districts just in Dane County. They're going to referendum this fall. And that's not to build buildings. That's to be able to give teachers raises. And our business person at the school district said there's about 421 school districts in the state. In the next couple of years, there's going to be about 421 referendums like this if something doesn't change with shared revenue. So knowing that, it's just so critically important that we're giving every dollar we can to our school districts.
We're talking about the state treasurer's race with Aaron Richardson, now mayor of Fitchburg and the Democratic candidate for Wisconsin state treasurer. You can join in along the way in these candidate conversations, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. You know, this board meets quite regularly, twice a month. How would you work with the state attorney general, the secretary of state, who would be fellow office holders serving on this board?
Well, I'll work with them very well. If it's the same two individuals that are running for election, then I already have relationships with them, which is great. I'm going to take a leadership role on this. I know Sarah Godlewski has done that. I'm going to continue that. And that's, again, where my experience as a mayor comes in. It's so helpful. I'm used to leading people and leading organizations and leading boards and understanding what the difference is between directing and guiding and helping and how to do that and how to make sure that there's consensus. So I'm going to jump in. I'm going to take a leadership role and really reach out and try to help those two individuals and use their vast experience as well. They're both very experienced and very knowledgeable, and making sure that I'm in that leadership role and making sure that we're doing what's best for the people of the state.
You mentioned you want to bring financial education as a piece of this office. And, you know, Wisconsinites, Americans are facing the highest inflation in decades. They're seeing their take-home pay reduced in order to make ends meet. How would your office, in light of the current economy, what difference could it make to Wisconsinites?
I think the biggest thing is helping people to understand the impact of their finances and their decisions. And so it's really that educational piece so that they understand, should you buy a Harley Davidson right now if you are going to be really stretched to make those payments, maybe you should wait a little bit. You know, maybe those extra things, or maybe there's a better way of doing something, you know, whether it's buying something used, like a used car instead of a new car. And so that educational piece is so critically important to me, so that they're making the right decisions for themselves. And I know you talked a little bit about, you know, how you would treat the money that the BCPL operates. And for me, the money that we're using and we're in charge of managing, I treat that like it's my own money. And obviously it's not, it's the entire state's, but it's so critically important to me that we're making smart decisions that are going to maximize the impact of that while also not doing risky things that could put that at risk as well. Because to me, it's, you know, even though it's not technically my money, it's everyone's money in the state, I treat it like it is, and I don't waste my money.
We have just a few seconds left, but how would you view the state treasurer's office differently from being the mayor of Fitchburg. What contrast do you see in being the mayor of Fitchburg versus being a statewide treasurer for Wisconsin?
You know, I think there's more similarities than differences. You know, I think the biggest difference is that I went to the mayor with my $25 million operating budget, $100 million capital budget. That's something that I really have a lot of influence in. I release my budget and then we can make a few tweaks from there. With the treasurer, unfortunately, right now, they really don't have much of a budget of their own. Mm-hmm. And it's depending a lot more on working with other people to get the things accomplished that I want to.
Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Aaron Richardson is mayor of Fitchburg, the Democratic nominee for the office of the state treasurer. And we heard from his challenger, Republican John Leiber, earlier. You can find more candidate interviews and election coverage on our program page at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.